if we are on the same page, let me know. If we are not on the same page, let me know. It's important for me to know that we are on the same page. It's the communication that matters. It's the exchange of ideas that matters. Communication is everything. When we don't communicate, we give birth to perceptions. Perceptions gives birth to ideas. Ideas about things, ideas about people. That we are not familiar with. We don't know what's going on in their mind. We don't know if they want to hurt us. We don't know if they feel the same kind of pleasure from the same kind of things that we find pleasure in. Communication is the key. Perceptions are also taken advantage of by people who want to control your perception for their own agendas. Perception is reality. Control your perceptions. Make sure that your perceptions are based on reality. Your perception will manifest your thoughts. Your thoughts will manifest your actions. Your actions will manifest reactions. Everything is controlled by perceptions. Perception is reality. Communication is the key to correct your perceptions. Sometimes we take liberty to not do enough research about a new neighbor. We don't make an effort to do research about some new personality that you encounter in your regular life. Everyone have a story. Everyone is going through something. Their behavior will fuel your perception. But maybe in that moment they are not being their best self. Everyone can't be their best self all the time. It's not possible. You are not machines. I am not machine. Everyone, no one is a machine. We all have our low moments and our high moments. Don't let a moment build a perception for a lifetime. Communication is the key to peace. Communication is the key to prosperity. Communication is the key to a happy family. Communication is the key to a happy relationship. Communication is the key to a business. Communicate. And don't just let your mind do all the talking. Tell your mind to also listen and try to make sense from the knowledge that is foreign to you. The unknown is scary. It has always been scary. We live in a scary world. We don't know who is thinking what. We don't know who wants to hurt us, who wants to love us, who wants to be with us. We don't know. Sometimes we don't even know how to communicate that we want you, or we don't like you, or we like you. Making yourself available to unfamiliar information without any judgment is the key to communication. When you let your judgments get in the way of your conversations, your communication, it means that you have already made up your mind about somebody else, how they are, how they think, how they do things. Perceptions gets in the way of reality. Be open to unknown information. The unknown, we fear the unknown. And what we fear is what we hate. Hate is easy to pursue. It takes effort to put our perceptions down and listen to new information. It takes effort to research new information. It takes effort to accept a new truth, a truth that is based on reality and not your perception. Perception is reality. Don't let your perceptions manifest your reality. Let reality take over your perceptions. It will take effort to talk to somebody new, to know somebody foreign. It takes effort to listen to who they are, to what they believe. At the end of the day, we all are same. We all fear the unknown. We are no different than animals. You see, the animals attack us because they are afraid of us. We attack each other when we are afraid of each other. To let go of the fear of each other, we have to understand each other. To understand each other, we have to communicate to each other. The world is in such a point of time right now that we have so many ways to communicate. Liking a picture doesn't mean communicating. Communicate with the person, the unknown person, and look at how beautiful the world is. There are so many cultures on this planet, so many different colors of people on this planet. There are so many different cuisines to try on this planet, so many different kind of fashion on this planet. Look how beautiful it is, because we have so many options. What if there were no options? Life would be boring. Life would be so boring if you had only one kind of food to eat, one kind of clothes to wear, only one color of people who look all the same, who do the same things the same way, who speak the same language. Life would be boring. This world is beautiful because of the variety it has to offer. There is beauty in people, in their cultures. It's all there for you to explore. Even if you spend an entire life, you won't be able to explore all of them, even half of them. Life is beautiful. If you look at it like that, all those different people, they are there for your entertainment, for your love, for your communication. Perception is reality. Communicate to correct your perceptions. Communication is the key. We are responsible. Each one of us. Not the governments, not the organizations, not the celebrities, not the big speakers. We, each individual, is responsible to control our own perception. It is your life, it is your perception, it is your and just your responsibility to take care of what your mind will feed on. Don't let your mind feed on fear. The unknown is what we fear. Communicate. Communicate to be familiar to the unfamiliar, the unknown. Brown Santa here. Take care.